on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Goosebumps, bro. And now, starting lineup, the Plan B Morning Show. Boo. Boo. You guys suck.
No, they're doing the wave, bro. They're doing the wave.
I always hated when the wave came by. It's like,
why?
Because I just, you know, I don't want to stand up.
Come on.
No, it's dumb.
It's a group. It's a group. You got to be a part of a group, huh? Stupid. You're the one guy who ruins it.
Yeah, I am that guy. I'm yelling at people, sit down! Stupid wave.
You know, there is one thing about going to a game, though. And you get in that one section where, like, oh, yeah, nobody's going to sit down the entire game, so I'm forced to stand up. I bought this $300 ticket
to
not use the seat at all.
You're part of the problem. You're part of the problem right there. Sit your ass down.
Yeah, stand up when they score, but damn.
No, even then, I'm kind of over that. I just clap. I'm just kind of clapping.
I'm trying to pour a drink that I snuck in here, guys.
Exactly. It's ridiculous. But that's good, though, when everyone stands around you, they make a nice little cave that you can, make your drink. Because God forbid you pay for anything, Hunter. Yeah. Anyway, let's get to it. Your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
You've asked Buzz in a bit.
What's up, Katie?
What's up?
You got to get over there and see them. I haven't seen them in so long. We didn't get to do their customer appreciation in May, so hopefully we can see them sooner than later.
Well, we'll throw it down.
We'll throw it down.
Soon enough, man.
Always. Well, you know, you and I, we can be stupid at times. You know, we do dumb things. But I will say, though, Hunter, after reading this story, and I'll share it with you now, I don't feel as dumb, which is nice.
Just when I think you couldn't get any dumber.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, reports that Americans have misused bleach to thwart COVID-19. For example, they're gargling with bleach or adding it to food. This comes after Donald Trump publicly pondered injecting cleaning products to keep the virus away. The CDC surveyed hundreds of adults. Nearly 4 out of 10 admitted to using household cleaners in a potentially fatal way. 4%, Hunter. 4% of adults claim to, quote, gargling diluted bleach. About 20% had been hand washing or bathing with Clorox, while a similar fraction cleaned their foods with bleach.
No. No.
Look, I could maybe get by with maybe like, 1%. 1%, you know, because there are dummies out there. Everywhere. There's dummies everywhere. But the fact that 4%, all right, 4% of U.S. adults have reported to misusing bleach in order to fight the coronavirus.
All right, huddle up. God dang it, we got to huddle up again.
Bring it in. Bring it in close. Yes, all of you, come in close.
Listen up. Dude, how stupid do you have to be to think gargling with bleach is going to get rid of... You know what? Here's let's not say anything. Let's just let it work itself out.
Work itself out. It's survival of the fittest, man. You know what I mean?
You know,
if you're going to gargle bleach, maybe we need to reevaluate your spot here. Maybe we need to. And the worst part is the 4% that's been gargling bleach, there's a good chance they probably have like 5 or 6 kids apiece.
I'll do it for
couple
sure.
Couple little dummies.
God dang it, man. Yeah.
How can you be that stupid?
I don't have anything to say.
No.
There's no joke around that. No. Like, I'm reaching for a joke, Brock, but it's so upsetting.
Yeah.
And it's so just like face palm, just like jaw dropping, unbelievable.
Yeah, just what the F, man? If I saw someone like, hey, you want to, I got some bleach you can gargle if you're feeling sick. What? No. No, I'm not going to gargle it.
These are adults.
Yeah.
Like, how did you make it through your entire life so far? Like, so many ways that you probably skirted by dying just by being so stupid.
You know where this wouldn't happen? The Serengeti. You know, if you had that one gazelle gargling bleach, that lion's taking it down, man. We need Serengeti rules, bro. Take it down.
All right.
Well, at least we're not in the 4%, buddy. At least we're not in the 4%.
Thank God.
That's your WTF.